Welcome back, my lovely bakers, to the podcast where flour meets fearlessness and baking becomes something that anyone can do. I'm your host, Jim, and today we're rising to a new challenge. That's right, it's time to talk yeast. Before you panic or skip this episode, let me say this. Yeast isn't scary. It's just another ingredient. And today we're using it to make soft, pillowy bread rolls that you can serve with dinner or slather with butter or eat warm straight from the oven. If you've never made anything with yeast before, this is the episode that lets you roll. Yeast is a living organism, a teeny tiny fungus that helps the dough rise. When it eats sugar, it releases a gas, carbon dioxide, which gives trapped air in the dough and making it puff up and become fluffy when baked. There are a few types of yeast, but the most common home baker's yeast is instant active yeast or dried yeast. Today, we'll use the instant yeast. It's easy, it's fast, and no proofing required. Yeast baking is slower than the other cookies and cupcakes, but it's deeply satisfying. Plus, it makes your kitchen smell amazing. So here's the tools we'll need. Most of these you'll probably already have. A mixing bowl, measuring cups and spoons, wooden spoon or spatula, kitchen towel or cling film, plastic wrap, a baking sheet, and optional, a pastry brush for the butter glaze. No mixer, no problem. We're doing this all by hand today. So the ingredients, here's what we need. 2 1/4 teaspoons of instant yeast, normally about 1 packet. A cup of warm water, not hot, just warm to the touch. 2 tablespoons of sugar. 2 tablespoons of melted butter, plus a little more for brushing. 1 teaspoon of salt. 2 3/4 to 3 cups of bread flour. And that's it. Simple, pantry friendly, and no eggs needed. So, in a large bowl, mix the warm water, sugar and yeast, and then let it sit for about 5-10 minutes. It should look foamy or bubbly. If it doesn't, your water may have been too hot. Add the melted butter and salt and stir to combine. And then add 2 cups of the flour and stir until it starts to become together, more sort of doughy. And then add more flour, 1/4 cup at a time, until it forms a nice soft dough. Knead the dough. So to knead the dough, you turn it out on a floured surface and just knead it with your hands, like you're rolling it backwards and forwards, to and fro, about 6 to 8 minutes, until it's sort of smooth and stretchy. You can also knead it right in the bowl, if that's easier. And then place it back in the bowl and cover the bowl with a towel and put it in a nice warm place for about an hour, or at least until it's doubled in size. And then once it's doubled in size, punch the dough gently. Then once you've done that, divide it into 12 equal pieces. And then roll into a ball shape, if you want to make round rolls. Or if you want to make the finger rolls, make them into a sausage shape. And then place them on a greased or a parchment-lined baking sheet. Personally, I would use a grease tin. And then we cover the rolls and then let them rise for about 20 to 30 minutes until puffy. They're probably almost double in size again, at least. And then, while they're waiting for them to rise, preheat your oven to 375 Fahrenheit or 190 centigrade. And then bake for 18 minutes, 15 to 18 minutes, until golden brown on top. And then when you take them out of the oven, you've got the melted butter with a brush. Brush the tops as soon as it comes out. That makes them soft and shiny and extra delicious. And then let them cool slightly. And dig in. Grab your butter, spread it on. Take your first bite of your homemade roll. So for Baker's Corner, I'm going to do yeast tips for beginners on this one. Water temperature matters. Aim for warm water, not hot. If you want a temperature, water around about 100, 110 Fahrenheit or 38 to 43 centigrade. Hot water can kill yeast. Be patient. Yeast baking takes time, but it's worth it. Don't overload the flour. Just enough to make a soft dough and workable, not stiff. Then let it rise somewhere warm. On top of a fridge, inside a turned off oven, with the light on, or a sunny, shiny window, or next to your boiler, but somewhere warm. And here's a trick. When you're baking, put a small dish of water in the oven, just at the bottom. The steam helps keep the rolls moist and helps them puff up extra fluffy. And there you go. Soft dinner rolls. Little clouds of joy is what I like to call them. Perfect for mopping up gravy, stuffing with ham, or just eating plain with butter. And remember, if your rolls don't come out like bakery, perfect first time, that's okay. They're homemade. They're yours. And they're delicious. And that wraps it up on the rolls. If you've made it this far, you've officially baked with yeast. And that's a huge milestone. Pat yourself on the back. Maybe go and grab a roll with some butter. These always remind me of that Oasis song. You get a roll with it. And for our next recipe, we're going to try something a little fancier, but still simple. French-style pastries. Yes, we're attempting croissants. And don't worry, I'll keep it cheap-friendly. So, bonjour, bakers. Today's second recipe is in the French territory of croissants. Now, let's be honest. Traditional croissants are a marathon. Folding butter into dough, turning, chilling, folding. It's like an origami class with butter. But we're going to simplify that version. And it gives you flaky layers without the needing of 3 days on a yoga mat. I'll never forget the first time I made croissants the traditional way. By the third round of rolling and folding, I'd sweated more than a spin class. They still tasted good, but I swore I'd keep things easier next time. And easier is what we're doing today. So here's what we need. 500 grams of strong white bread flour. 50 grams of sugar. Caster sugar is best. 10 grams of salt. And 10 grams of instant yeast. That's normally about a packet and a half, roughly. 300 ml of warm milk. And 250 grams of cold butter for laminating, and one egg for glazing. Here's what we do. Mix the flour, sugar, salt and yeast, and the milk into a dough, and then just knead until smooth, and then chill in the fridge for at least 30 minutes. Now, here's the French twist. Bash your cold butter between two sheets of baking paper until it's flat and a squarish type of shape. And yes, you're allowed to take out your stress on the butter. And then get your dough, roll it out so it's bigger than your square of butter into a sort of a rectangular shape. And then take each corner and fold it into the middle like a letter. And then fold into two thirds. So that's one side into the middle, and then bring the other one over the top. So it sort of sandwiches one side into the other to make two thirds. And then chill for 20 minutes. Repeat this twice. And that's three folds in total. Each creates a buttery layer. And then what we do then is roll it out to 5 mil. You know, you don't want to be any more than that, I wouldn't have thought. But you'll get the feel, you'll get the hang of it as it comes along. And then cut into triangles. And then once you've got them into triangles, roll them up from the wide side. So get the wide side, fold it over, roll them, pulling it towards the thinner pointed side. When you get to the end, just tuck the pointed side underneath and place on a tray ready for baking. And you can form the croissant shape, the little curl. That'll be fine. And then let them rise for 1 or 2 hours until puffy. And then brush them with egg. And while they're puffing up, don't forget to preheat your oven. 200 fan, 220 electric, and gas mark 7. And once they're all puffed up, ready, bake for 15 to 20 minutes until golden and flaky. Now, I do hope you try this one. It is a bit more painstaking, and it is easier than the traditional method. So give it a go, and let's see some of your croissant pictures. So, to Baker's Corner. Why the folding? Well, basically, each fold traps the butter between the layers of dough, and in the oven, the water in the butter steams and puffs up the layers. That's why you get flaky texture. It's basically edible architecture. And there we are, simplified croissants, perfectly for breakfast with jam, or just torn apart. And next time, we're going to stay with puff pastry. And we're going to take it easy, and we're going to make parmeters, them crisp, sugary heart shapes. And they look fancy, but they take about 10 minutes to prepare. And it'll be easy, simple, friendly. And don't forget to send them pictures to us. You know the addresses. Keep them coming. Until then, keep it buttery, keep it flaky, and remember, patience is rewarded in pastry.